adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are he, her.
Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Mike Bachman.
Greetings, adventurers. I'm your dungeon buddy, Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him.
Andy Goward.
Hi. I don't know. My pronouns are she, her. Question mark?
All right. This is, we're deep in it, eh?
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 Yeah.
Do you guys, as a bit, do you just want to just go? Like, don't do
dice giveaway. Oh my god, no intro. Just go. Fucking.
And do that thing we always threaten and give the dice away at the end.
Good.
Off we go.
Could do it. No.
That's so cruel. We can get
Did
it.
You say that's so cool?
It's so cruel.
That's so cruel. They want it. They're clamoring for the dice.
Everyone wants us to spend 18 minutes talking about not D&D.
That's what they're here for.
I'm kidding. Thank you so much, everyone, that came by and said hello at Generations Con. That's not what that stands for. Gen Con was a lot of fun. Spent too much money, but also not as much as I could have. And also, I don't regret a single GD thing. Jennifer and I played a couple cool, or played one big, long D&D game.
Honestly, I think that's the longest I've ever played D&D in my life. Because we played from 5:30 till 12:30 a.m.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I think that's like what people do. I know it's not what we do, but
yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I mean, it was very cool. It was in a catacombs. And
I can play for a long time in person when we would do our Dragon Heist. When we played Dragon Heist, it was so much longer.
Well, that was different because we like literally would stop for like a long time in the middle.
I know, but that's what like a lot of people do at home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but still, compare that to recording this.
True.
When we hit like an hour and 8 minutes, like, oh.
Yeah, it's different. It's different vibes, but it was very fun. I had a good time.
It was a great time. So thank you to them.
And me and Tim will be at Origins in when this comes out, the end of the week or something. Ooh. Right?
Yep. That's, yep.
So come hang out. Come by our booth. We've had a Drinks and Daggers booth. So come by and demo the game.
Yeah.
Say hi.
We'll sign cards for you.
Do anything.
But yeah,
rim in, piss on him, rip his teeth out, keep his souvenirs.
Grandma stuff. That's September 30th, 2021. We'll be there. All four of us, except for Bachman. When we get Bachman to come to a con again.
Oh my god, Bachman, we're gonna like ruin you. We're gonna be like just shoving drinks in your hand.
What if we just jokingly, like, as a joke, like, just kidnapped him? Like, just as a joke.
What if we kidnapped you?
Like, it would be really funny.
Just as a joke.
As a bit?
Yeah.
As a bit.
As a bit, we kidnapped him, got him a plane ticket. Uh-huh.
Spit in his mouth, grandma stuff.
Dragged him to Philadelphia for PAX Unplugged.
Yeah, that'd be fun. He loves it. Man, living in the Midwest sometimes was like, can I drive there? It's like, no, Tim. You drove to Philly from Boston once.
Yeah, that's not twice.
Or three times, actually. You can't drive from St. Louis. I don't know. I don't know where anything is. Someone asked me where Ohio was today. It was me asking it, by the way. And I was like, I don't fucking know where Ohio is. What time zone is it?
There's a whole section of the Fresh Prince theme song that was only in the first episode about him getting on a plane. So if you didn't see that first episode, you think he takes a cab from Philadelphia to Los Angeles.
I still think that.
Yeah, no.
I've literally never thought about that
until
Bachman, right now.
You're actually unlocking something in me, and I feel like I've brought this up before, but maybe this is a fake memory. Whoa.
Bro.
Doesn't he get out of the cab in LA?
He does, but he gets in the cab.
Or Hollywood?
Because he got on a cab from the airport.
Yes.
I guess he's say, I mean.
That's a lot. No wonder the cab smelled bad. He was driving from Philadelphia.
Bel Air, finally there. He should have said, I drove in the air. Let me just quickly edit the Will Smith's raps.
I need to call Mr. Smith and tell him about this.
A podcast where we just try and punch up Will Smith raps.
As a white boy from Christian school, St. Petersburg, Florida, I have some thoughts.
Dice time!
Giveaway. Hey, why don't we give away this dice?
Every single Tuesday Eve at 8:32 Central Time, we give away dice. We've been streaming for an hour, but that's okay. You can win some delicious Die Hard dice. They're good. You basically get a code, and I think it's $50 off, Michael. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So we say paradise, but really what we mean is $50 off your order. It's smoother that way. We do a giveaway first 10 minutes of the episode, and then we play the Dungeons and Dragon after that. And then there's a special part in the Twitch where we just fucking go crazy.
Sometimes Baba goes to Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a baby shows up. We talk about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
It's you just really never know.
Yeah, because we give the audience time to enter, and maybe that's this time now. Maybe I am talking to the audience right now because David's like, come on, guys, stop it.
Shut up.
But you can go to dieharddice.com and use the offer code greetings with an exclamation mark at the end and get 15% off your order every single time. And we get a little kissy of that money to us. So hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, dice affiliate, baby. Oh no, it's Ho's Senpai or Senpai. I don't know. I don't know what I said. Oh no.
Who's Senpai?
I mean, I guess it is Ho's Senpai.
Ho's Senpai, thank you so much for being here. And you win. You're getting a code trebucheted right into your inbox, just blasting it full.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
In your whispers. All right. Now that we've given away those dice, let's do it. Let's roll dice.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
I'm going to roll one of my new dice that was rolling pretty bad for me on Saturday night.
My new dice is rolling pretty good.
Praise the Lord. I rolled a one.
Jennifer bought these new gorgeous dice so that she showed off. They roll so fucking bad. But Jennifer, I have a video you should check out, actually.
I want to kick your ass.
Have you seen this? Have you heard of this?
Yeah, do you know if they're balanced?
I'm going to roll the other one that was doing me good just for science reasons to see what happens.
I got a 5.
Okay, that was just a 10. That's medium.
I got an 18, but again, Jennifer got a 1. So
no, I got a 1.
I think I'm going to keep bad dice just to roll for recaps.
I got a 5.
Jennifer Cheek.
She's back, baby.
When's the last time that you actually had to do this? It's been a while, I feel like.
But I always chime in because I can't stop myself.
You like to help?
Yeah, actually, what's it going to sound like without Jennifer helping?
It'll sound bad.
She's like, I don't know what happened.
I gotta go. I mean, the thing is, we're continuing to fight Trent. Like, so backing up a bit, we fought regular Trent. Then we fought Dragon Trent. And then he turn into something different?
More dragon Trant.
More different Dragon Trant. Oh, did he turn to Tiamat, right?
Yeah.
He turned into Tiamat. And then we killed him, but...
Not
well,
Tiamat.
No, we haven't killed Tiamat yet. He went to Bahamut.
Oh, that's right. That's when we were like, he's definitely dead. Yeah. But we knew more stuff was up, so... Are we just currently fighting Tiamat right now?
We're currently fighting Tiamat.
Tiatrant. Trantomat.
Adira's gone. Hobie dead.
Oh, yeah. Adira was like, goodbye. I am very injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rowan has already been knocked down to 0 hit points, but her amulet protected her. It brought her back up to full hit points, but then it shattered. So that was my chance. So that was it.
I don't know the rules of maintaining concentration across planes, so we shan't be looking it up.
We will not. But how is, like, what's everyone's general status right now? Because Rowan's good on hit points.
I'm at max HP.
Spells getting low, though.
Oh, I'm quite low.
Spells are getting very low.
I have a ton of spells, but spells of six, was it six levels?
Oh, right, because he can just fucking lower, not.
Was it 5 and lower?
Yeah, this don't work.
Yeah, so I have, like, 2 spells left. Maybe.
I literally, none of my spells will work.
Yeah, well, you have a magic bow, so it's fine.
I know, but I used all my dragon arrows, though. But yeah, I mean, we're still actively in battle with Trantomat.
You're still actively in battle.
Trantomat.
Manticore got eaten. Sorry.
RIP in pieces.
Fuck.
Manticore got his ass ate.
Oh, no.
Hobie, ass ate.
Dead.
Adira left.
Yeah, that was for the best because
she
would have been a liability. We've been having to worry about healing her.
Yeah, I should have done more RP for Adira, but My brain was boiling.
There was a lot going on.
But right as we ended, do you remember what happened?
Oh, Melora woke.
I knew there was like a cliffhanger thing. And yes, yeah, Melora's back now.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know how? Or we didn't know she...
Bachman healed her, I think.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah, Scud did heals.
He healed everybody to full with a wish.
Yeah,
hell my yeah. Such a good use of wish.
And as the battle commences, you see her aiming her bow. And first she aims it at the red head, and then the white head, and then the blue. And she's trying to decide which head she's going to shoot.
I don't know which one to shoot.
What are you guys? Which head do you think she should shoot?
Shoot the white one.
The one that's like good against dead. No, it doesn't matter anymore. You should have. Where were you last round when you didn't get rid of the fucking, what was it, Lightning Head or something like that? First of all, Lightning Head, that's a nickname.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about it.
Okay. You put batteries in your mouth.
Yeah, instead of an ice cube. Or
crackly.
That rocks.
What you just said is awful.
So, this is. Think about the things that I choose not to say.
Jennifer has 89 tabs of Archive of Our Own open.
Yeah.
At any given time, so yeah. Who knows what happens?
Yeah, I fucking do. I know a lot. I know too much.
Sorry. I don't think it matters now.
If it doesn't matter, Firehead does red one does the most damage.
Okay. Do you guys have like Bachman? Are you resistant to anything weird because of your gills?
Acid. Necrotic.
So not black.
Okay, so yeah, just red. That sounds good, right, guys?
Yeah. Get the one that will kill us the most.
Okay. You see Melora, the god of the wilderness, in her own throne room, having been bested, is now back, and she points her bow at Tiamat, who she got Tiamat's attention. With an arrow in the back, and then
nice.
As Tiamat turns, she aims right for the red dragon head and lets fly her arrow, and it's almost like a laser beam, or like that old cartoon from the early 80s, the D&D one.
Oh!
She fires a bow, and it's like magical energy, and it...
Dang!
The arrow fires right through the red dragon skull.
Damn!
And its eyes go dark and the head falls limp.
Is Whoa. It like straight up a hole through it?
Yes.
Whoa.
Nice.
The camera swings around and you can see through the head.
Oh, wow.
And she seems to have gotten Tiamat's attention.
Yes.
The other huge player on this battlefield is Big Lonnie.
Big Lonnie is big.
Big Lonnie, who is doing a straight up kaiju fight with Tiamat right now, and it's Big Lonnie's turn. Big Lonnie, I'm gonna need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
So just to clarify too, so Lonnie's situation with Orcus is like a Venom situation, correct?
Like Hulk, Bruce Banner and Hulk.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe Lonnie and Orcus could have like a thing inside their
I mind. Think later Hulks he can reason. I don't really know though.
They do hate Spider-Man, so you're right on that account.
Lonnie is kind of piloting this Orcus ship.
Ah. The being formerly known of Orcus.
If she fails, she fails his role. Uh-oh. Y'all are in some big ass trouble.
No, we're fine, no, Michael. If it's chaos, you know, whatever. Not a big deal.
I mean, Lonnie is wise.
And also, we're all far away.
She's so fast, though.
It is true.
Even Big Lonnie.
It's like zombies. She's like a really fast, big, scary.
Very scary.
Yeah.
26?
Lonnie's firmly in control of the Orcus machine. Lonnie, what do you do?
See, now ain't this real fun? Look at that. You gonna be real big and I gonna go stim stomping around.
Let's go kick her ass.
I will destroy everyone in this castle or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, we can destroy our enemies with our fists and we can destroy our friends with our love.
I'm gonna just destroy them with my fist.
Same, but different, friend. Let's go. And then Lonnie goes out and try to punch What are the other heads? There's a blue one and...
There's white, blue, black, and green.
I want to take the...
They actually don't have their own hit point pools.
Okay. I want to take the white one.
Okay.
And I want to give it a good old nugget.
All right, so you get its head under your arm and go to Noogie Town.
What, it hurts, don't it?
Yeah. Yes.
You guys had those too?
Damn, I've had so many of those.
It was a franchise, I think.
Yeah. Does a 15 hit? That's the lowest.
Absolutely not.
Okay. 22 hit?
No, I'm sorry.
26 hit?
Yes.
Okay, 26 and then a 30 for the other.
Give the white dragon head the old 1-2.
Just a...
Give them what's for.
All right, that's right. You're noogieing.
So, Michael, they can't, like, they don't have their own health pools, but they can be killed individually?
Michael can do whatever he wants to do.
Only in cutscenes.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out if they're considered separate targets.
They're not.
I was also wondering that.
I was just having a little fun.
Not for a multi-target spell, unfortunately. Yeah.
Melora's a god, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay, it is 25 regular damage and 12 necrotic damage.
All right.
She got some extra poop on her knuckles and she just ground it into...
Oh, it is a like wet willy situation.
Gross.
Oh my god, yeah, and a little bit gets in one of the eyes, so they're gonna get pink eye.
Oh, it's gonna be nasty.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. You think twice about taking on my friends. T-Trant.
Scud, you're up next.
How's everybody's health?
I'm good right now.
Big Lonnie is very bad.
But that might be good for us, actually.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, who knows?
What happens there? Michael, can you remind me, were there various effects happening to us?
You have haste from Madeira.
Okay. But wasn't there something that we had disadvantage?
Oh... No, all of our frightens is gone because of Melora, right?
Yeah, Melora fixed the frightened as well.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to confirm.
I like to have Melora around, honestly.
She is my girlfriend.
Wait, were you talking about Melora or Adira?
Yeah, Melora.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Adira, and I was going to say, I love Adira.
Yeah, I mean, Adira's great, but for Rowan, Rowan's got a big fat crush on Melora.
I was supposed to roll a d4 and I rolled a d6, not thinking about it. Have you all ever done that where you roll it and then you get a number that's higher than the dice you think of? I'm like, how'd I roll a 5?
I'm the best fucking gamer on the planet. Where's your god now?
So I'm going to do false life on Big Lonnie.
Ooh!
Big Lonnie gets 33 hit points back.
Yes.
Or they're, well, temporary hit points. They're not.
No, that's fine. They come off first, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
That's perfect.
Okay, so spiritual weapon. Which probably looks like a little...
looked like a little Melora last time, I think.
Cute!
Could be wrong.
Yeah, it still looks like a little Melora. Why the hell not?
A little Melora
in my life. A little bit of Trent by my side.
But it only hits for 20.
20 misses, unfortunately.
Ugh, too small Melora. We'll make her bigger next time. That's it.
Okay. The Tiamat Trant turns and all of its heads at once shoot all the various elemental badness right at Melora. Engulfing her in lightning and acid and poison and cold. She does not seem to enjoy it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's just like full on, the four remaining heads are just like, and all of them attacking Melora at once. We will then go to Toby.
Okay. So Toby still has his flying illusory dragon doing necrotic damage. Can my friend Tia Trant give me an intelligence saving throw?
You betcha.
You bet your sweet bottom. You gotta get a 20.
I rolled a natural 20.
Fuck!
You B-word.
My first roll of the night.
Oh, I'm proud of you. Roll the bells.
I'm sorry. I feel bad every time I succeed. I feel bad. Every time.
No, you don't. I don't believe it.
I do.
You, so I rolled 26 damage, so you take 13 necrotic damage. Oh, boy. It's so much damage. What the fuck? All right, so I'm basically out of spells that make sense to use. So we shall now enter into... Oh, I know what I'll do. Okay, first, Michael, are you going to be a real B-word and not allow me to cast two spells in a round? I'm gonna cast Misty Step and then Shape Change.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed to. The DM that we had in the thing didn't let me do it, and I was like, no one follows that...
Sorry, but yeah, I don't care. Go ahead.
Toby casts Misty Step to get to 30 feet closer. And even though I said he's quite far away, he shall cast Shape Change. And now Toby, my good friend, he turns into a pit fiend.
Oh,
Toby's
a pit fiend now?
Yeah, man, he's fucking crazy. He'll get you. He looks a lot like Hobie, but less pumpkin. Like, his orange is different. His hair is more red and like luscious and kind of like it goes down like a cape back behind him. And he still has a giant little freaking hat. I think I deleted my pit. Oh, no, it's. He flies forward 60 feet, so he's probably 60 feet away. And then, no, he has no action, right? Yeah, so that's what he does. That is my turn.
Okay. Trance Greenhead, which hasn't done a whole lot, turns and shoots a cloud of poisonous gas at, let's say, Rowan.
What?
What?
What? Do you mean he farted on her?
Uh-huh. A mouth fart.
Ew.
What's his range on that? She's like 120 feet away. So far away.
He has halitosis.
This room is only 30 feet by 30 feet.
I'm so far away.
You literally never said that every time we've mentioned being 100 feet away.
I think he did mention we were in a small room.
He was vague about the room size.
It's a big room. Every time Michael lets me go to a further pillar back, it canonically gets bigger.
Yeah, Tiamat is exactly 90 feet away from Rowan.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I mean, I could be getting multiple people each breath.
Michael, go ahead and lay it on me. What do you do?
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. All right, I'm going to use my good dice and hope for the best. Oh, jeez. Okay, well, that's a 13.
That good?
Well, you needed a 27, so...
Oh my god, okay, so I would've... I don't even... it was not possible for me to...
Nice.
...to do it, because my con-saving modifier is only plus 4. So even if I got a 20, I would've failed.
Well, 20 hours succeeds. That's our game.
Well, okay, but I had a 1 in 20 chance.
You're gonna take 77 poison damage.
Whoa!
You're not poisoned, you just take poison damage.
Oh, my dragon's gone, by the way.
Aw.
Oh.
Ouch. How's my body? I'm like, I'm coughing. It's all in my throat, my eyes.
But it's your turn now.
It is my turn now? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I still have haste because a deer cast it on me. So I'm gonna try to attack with my oath bow against witch heads are still causing problems.
All but the red.
I'll go for the red.
No, all but red.
All but red, okay.
Like, it doesn't matter. This is just
rolling. I'm going to do the one that just got me. I'm going to shoot back at the one that tried to poison me.
Do it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, don't use the new ones. They're bad.
I know. These are so good on Saturday night. Well, I got, that was a 16.
That misses.
I'm going to roll the different dice now. For my second attack. Okay. I am rolling like absolute dog shit.
Oh no.
That is a 19.
That misses.
God, luckily I have three attacks. Fuck. Guys, I'm quitting. I rolled even lower that time. So I just donked.
Don't you have one thing that lets you reroll?
I do. I can do it one time a day. So
yeah, use it.
Yeah.
And maybe like get out your old die. Maybe.
This is my old die. I just rolled like three different.
Oh, wait, that's the die that I won't let you touch because it's my good die.
Yeah, it is bad now.
It now has the taint.
Will any dice work for me? I just keep trying different D20s. I'm really extra bad tonight.
I know, statistically.
But I have to assume it's because I played D&D for so long.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday that I used all my energy.
Well, I think the game knows this is the final battle, so once
okay,
it put
God.
You back to like how you started.
I got a way to solve all our problems on my next turn, though.
Yay.
Well, I've got a 31 that time, so.
That hits.
Yay! And I already I was trying to be good and pre-roll my damage out. So this is my Oathbow damage plus Colossus Slayer plus my God Magic Dice, and I'm going to expend two of my Blood Fury Tattoo Charges. Pew, pew. Whoa. So a total of 44 damage.
Aw, snap.
There's so much more, though. Sucks. At least I didn't lose, like, a spell slot for it, though. Mm-hmm. That's the worst when you, like, expend a spell slot and it's like you don't get it. And it's for nothing.
That's no good at all.
So I guess, like, the poison, we have to assume, really affected, which makes sense. If I got sprayed in the face with the poison, like, poison gases, then maybe my accuracy's off.
Mm.
So I was, like, shooting bow, like, squinting and, like, eyes, like, running with tears and, like, extremely
sense.
Red. And I go, one goes totally to the right, one goes totally to the left. One hits in the ground, like right in front of Rowan, and then finally, the fourth time, she gets the poison dragon. Let's say that it hits like in the top of its mouth a little bit. I give
that's
it
a classic
guns.
Dragon attack.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Ugh, hate it. The black dragon head turns and shoots a bunch of acid. At Toby.
No, don't.
Y'all gotta get behind these pillars, I'm telling you.
Michael, can you not? Because after I said what I did, I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Please don't attack me, King. Please.
You're a pit fiend. You can take it?
No.
You're a big old boy.
No, I can't. I forgot. No. But you said it. It's fine. It's okay. I played poorly. And I have to live with that. Or I guess die with it, more accurately.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I don't understand what's happening. I feel like...
Since I cast Shape Change, if I take damage, I have to make a Constitution saving throw to maintain concentration. A fact that I sometimes remember, but I don't always. Now, it's fine if I can get in there and get out.
Yeah.
Does not work against our friend here. Works great against our good friend, the big boy, the Tarrasque.
Okay, so the black dragon head pukes a bunch of acid at Toby, which briefly reminds him of his girlfriend before he is drenched in acid.
Is it poison, not acid damage? Come on, do poison, King.
It's acid.
Fuck, we should have not killed the fire head. God damn it, I didn't think I was going to turn into it. Fuck.
All right, so all you have to do is make a dexterity saving throw, and your DC is a mere 27, so you should be fine.
Okay. I just have to roll an 18. I can do it. I have advantage.
You can do it.
You said 27?
That's the DC.
I critted.
Oh!
Did you ever look? That's what the green means.
Oh, fuck! Wow! Remember, I was like, you're not gonna do it. And then fast forward.
Oh! I almost never rolled in roll 20 for these, but I'm so glad I did. I critted. I got 28.
So it's normally 67 damage, so you only take half. So that would be 33.
Okay, I take 33 now. Minus 33. Okay, so now I have to make a Constitution saving throw, and I have to get above a 16. I have a plus 13. I got a 17. That was close. I rolled a 4.
Wow, you did
it. I maintain concentration.
Woo!
God is king today. Holy shit, I can't believe that. Thank you so much for roll 20. Roll 20.
Heaven is for real.
Roll 20, buy it. It helps sometimes. Michael, please don't attack me again. Please. I'll fucking do whatever you want. Anything. I'll see you next weekend.
So I shouldn't do the three. The,
no!
The claw bite.
Well, no. But then again.
So that brings us to the top of the round. And Big Lonnie. Ooh, Big Lonnie, roll a wisdom saving throw with disadvantage this time.
That's rude.
That one was cock. Well, the good one's a 19. Let's see what the other one is. A 20! Oh my god, Michael!
You guys, stop rolling so good. I can't kill you if you keep
rolling ridiculously well.
Jennifer's rolling bad, so the rest of us can roll good when it matters.
That's right. This is the burden I take for all of you.
I love you.
I'm like the I'm like the giver.
You're the giver. Jennifer, if you want to lean forward, you can see how I make eye contact with our neighbors on our computers.
See now. Niga, just to remind you, if you want to leave Big Lonnie form, you do have to make successful saving throws for three rounds in a row.
No, I do not want to.
I will never leave Big Lonnie.
Michael, let me. If we're not allowed to know the lore here, that's fine. But isn't it this a chaotic evil being? So shouldn't it be like a roll or something to see if it attacks us?
So Lonnie is doing this wisdom saving throw to see if she can control
right. The
chaos monster.
Right, but if she loses control, shouldn't it just as likely attack Tiamat than us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the dice I'm rolling.
It just could, yeah, it's not gonna definitely attack us. It's just likely because there's more of us.
Michael, take everyone's off. I'm just really nervous that he's gonna really just get us. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna really hurt. It could, yeah. I will run out of key points at some point.
He's holding a smile, which is way worse than Michael smiling.
But I, for my attacks, I did roll absolute dog shit.
Oh, you know, it happens.
I rolled a 1 and an 8.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
Oh, no.
But I'm punching. So I guess, like, what happens is, like, Lonnie goes to, like, punch. And instead, she, like, punches herself.
Ow.
And bites her tongue.
Ooh, that hurts so bad. That's the worst.
Take 4 damage.
Shit. And then I rolled an 8 and a 5. Okay, Lonnie just beats herself up this round.
Oh, no.
She just very erotically chokes Tia Tramp.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's my turn. What are you gonna do? She too big.
Tia Tramp bites Lonnie.
No.
That's rude.
Oh, I rolled bad though.
What is it?
That's a 24.
To hit? No, that choke?
All right, cool. So that is 32 slashing damage and 14 acid damage.
Wow.
Good thing you got healed, eh?
Yeah.
But it's like fine, because once this happens, then I just turn back to Lonnie. It's like double death.
It's just that we'll also have another enemy to deal with.
Yeah.
But you won't be dead, which is good.
Right.
Yeah, losing all your HP when you're in a chaos monster is the real critting of a wisdom saving throw.
I can't lose it if there's no more HP.
Yeah, I could do this all day, assuming I make my wisdom saving throws.
Scud's turn.
Scud, how many allies do we have on our side? I can't keep track. So many are reviving and dying all the time.
I think it's just us plus Melora, right?
Because everyone else is fucking down.
Yeah, bro. And then the army outside, depending on how far away, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the BTS is going to be here any second.
Any second now.
Well, we hope so.
All right, I'm casting Bless.
Nice.
All y'all can add a d4 to your attack rolls and saving throws.
Oh, fuck yes.
Dude, thank you.
Just once, or is it for...
Forever, until he loses concentration.
This is the last battle where any character I play will be useful. You get one!
I mean, stay tuned for our next campaign where this spell shall be used.
Yeah, and then 22 to hit for Tiny Melora.
Fortunately, 22 does not hit.
Wow.
Fuck! Wait, what about D4? Does it count? I don't think it does. But maybe... you should count in that.
Yeah, I actually had to cast it one level higher than I should have because I ran out of the spell slots for the one I needed.
Oh.
So that's one extra target. Spiritual weapon should count as a target, right, Michael?
Well, it'll probably be you, not spiritual weapon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think you can add a D4 to the roll.
Yeah.
If it's part of your bless.
So 25, Michael.
25 hits.
Oh, nice!
Oh, God. That's amazing.
What does it look like when you kill him? The number of like big bads that have been defeated by Bachman's spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
18 massive damage.
That's really good.
That is
good. I think.
It could be worse.
That's really good.
For like a bonus action you cast like a million years ago? Come on, man, it's Rex.
That rocks.
I'm done.
That's it.
AOL leaf log out noise. Bachman.
Door slammed.
That's a wrap on Bachman.
Check my away message for my buddy profile because I'm done.
I have that ape going. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Now seems like a great time for Trant to do a multi-attack on Big Lonnie.
Big Lonnie.
I think that that's very rude, and I would wish that they would not do that.
Claw, claw, tail.
Claw, claw, no.
First one is a 37.
Michael!
Michael!
34.
Jesus. He's making up numbers now.
Oh, shit. 38.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What's the plus? I'm just going to go look real quick because I have it right here.
Plus 19.
Oh, my God.
I have. Okay. Big Lonnie will go down.
So that's going to be 48 slashing.
Big Lonnie goes down.
Oh!
And 28 piercing.
What does that look like when you become small again?
Yes, tell us.
Yes, tell us.
Oh. okay, so Lonnie, Big Lonnie gets attacked and just like literally Tia Trant starts ripping off like chunks of Big Lonnie and kind of like how in Lovecraft Country, how like there's that metamorphosis thing.
Oh, I'm so haunted by that. It was so fucked up.
Whenever he's like tearing the chunks off, like little Lonnie is inside. And so small Lonnie just falls to the ground and is like just laying there. She has three levels of exhaustion. So she has the little, like bubble come out of her nose. That's like the little anime bubble.
Yes, she's sleeping. Yeah, like coming out of your nose.
Yeah, I don't actually know what that means. I don't want to look up what three levels of exhaustion is, but I think it's basically I'm dead.
It's not good.
I'm taking a coma.
But when you fall down there, underneath all the viscera and other things, a little creature grabs your hand. You look over, and you see tiny Hobie. And gargle out. And then he returns to pretending to be dead.
Oh, I was going to say, with the last strength I have, I pull him under my chest and I cover his body, protecting him.
He's so tiny.
All of us will die for
Hobie. He will be the last one.
Three levels of exhaustion will give you disadvantage on ability checks. Your speed is halved. And then you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws.
This is a war crime.
Honestly, it could be worse.
Wait, your speed is halved? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I truly thought it was going to be like, you're deeply asleep and cannot do anything. So, could be worse.
Yeah.
It's Toby's
turn. What up? I'm still here, bitch. What's up?
Toby flies forward. And he's going to, you know what I'm saying? Just freaking clock this beasting. Alright, so first off, he's gonna fly over and gonna bite at the base at the red neck.
Okay.
That's 22. Nope. He got too high, bit the numb part. Spits out a little bit of the gross skin he got, and then his pit fiend claws coming out. That's a 25.
That hits.
Alright, that is a total of 15 slashing damage.
Okay.
And then his magical mace that's there for some reason. That's a 32.
That hits.
And that's 16 bludgeoning damage, Michael.
Okay.
And then 26 fire damage.
Michael looks so mad.
He's so mad.
Like, so mad.
So mad. He is scowling.
She's immune to fire.
Okay, let's make sure. I assume as much. And then Toby's tail comes in with a 33. So that is another 31 bludgeoning damage.
Owie.
And then I shall cast Misty Step to become 30 feet away. And then I'll use my remaining movement. You know what? I'm going to go 50 feet. Michael, is that okay with you? 50 feet?
Sure. Cool. That's great. That's perfect for me.
Wait, what?
So the black dragon head shoots a 120-foot line of acid at Toby.
Bitch. No.
So you have to make a dexterity save.
Whatever, I'm going to crit again. You all see it. You all know it.
You can't say these things.
I will never die. Well, I mean, I got one round off, which I'll take it.
Yeah, true.
Dex?
Dex.
All right, Jennifer, let's look at it.
Scared.
22.
Beans.
That's not enough.
That's not enough.
Fuck.
You take 67 acid damage.
67?
Okay.
Yeah.
Glorious pit fiend.
Oh.
Toby turns into a normal Toby. And there's like, I'm way too close. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm a little guy. It's my birthday. help me. Dear God, all of you, help me. You're all useless. Please, I'll fucking kill you.
The gods have been yelling, it's my birthday.
I'll serve you. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll kill them for you.
I'll clean your scales.
I'll clean your scales. Even the gross part down there.
Did you use your D4?
Oh, good point. I don't think a D4 will get me from 24 to... Let's find out, though. It needs to be a...
I hope it's what?
I think it's like I need to get like a fucking 9. Let's see what happens.
On a D4?
I got a 2.
I mean, I got a 5 on a D4 earlier, so...
Yeah, I mean, that'll happen sometimes.
Wait, Michael, what was the save I needed to get?
It was a 27 for the dex.
Even though my D4 couldn't hit it. Crap on a crapper. Beans and fuck.
Hey, it's Rowan's turn now.
Fuck.
Oh, woo. Okay.
Fuck.
Okay, what all bonuses? So we got the plus D4. I've got haste. Advantage. Does haste give me something to attack? Or I always forget, sorry.
You get one more basic attack.
Oh, I just get another, but it doesn't add to my attack roll.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, you get an extra attack, and you have a D4 to it, and then you have more a higher AC, but that hasn't come up.
Okay, so that is a 28.
That so hits.
Woo! I'm just gonna roll my attacks, 3 of them.
Okay.
That is a 31.
That totally hits even more.
Ooh, this one might not. Which would be is unfortunate because I rolled really high damage on this one. I don't think it's gonna do it. 16?
Nope.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, what are you gonna do? So, my first round, Colossus Slayer, God Magic, Blood Fury Tattoo, that's 46 damage.
Jesus.
Oh shit.
And in the next round, you know what you love it, it's Oathbow. Not the Colossus Slayer, just God Magic. And then the Blood Fury Tattoo again, and that's a 41 damage.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's all I can do, because I failed my last attack.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so this time, now Rowan has her eyes, the tears have cleared the poison from her eyeballs, and she's got that, like, anime angry glint in her eye. Because right now, Rowan doesn't even know that Hobie is still alive. And so she's fucking pissed as hell. And she's like, go to hell! And she shoots arrows. Thank you, that's my turn.
Having seen that, having taken that damage, Trant, he's pretty upset. He's pretty upset about the whole thing.
He doesn't like it.
Well, he can get over it.
He doesn't like it. He attacks Toby again.
Fuck, I said all those nice things.
The blue head spurts lightning at Toby.
Don't!
You need a dexterity saving throw, please.
I mean, your funeral. What do I need to get?
27.
All right, let's see if I crit. Nope. All right, well, do your worst, you little worm.
It's 88 lightning damage.
I don't love that. Still up, though. I don't give a fuck.
Y'all gonna make me heal again?
Like, I gotta take somebody out of here.
Why?
I'm a good guy. I have the most number. Don't hurt me. I'm good.
I just did.
Don't.
It's too late. It's Lonnie's turn.
Okay. I just have disadvantage, and that's it. Disadvantage.
So yeah, just roll good. It's fine. It's only a -5. Think about it.
It could be worse. It could be double disadvantage. Okay. The disadvantage, no hits.
Oh, balls.
I think you planned that, Michael.
Oh, balls.
Oh, he's fucking sweating now, actually. He's weak. We were never ready to stomp
on him.
I'm gonna stomp him.
With the other disadvantage, my other two hits are double crit fails.
Oops.
I feel like my fists literally get tied in knots somehow, cartoonishly.
They're like in pretzels.
And then, or she's just like,
And that's when the white dragon head descends, trying to bite you in half.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
Michael keeps doing it.
I rolled a 20.
Fuck! What the fuck?
Well, that's a curtain on Lonnie. Thank you.
I don't have that many dice.
What a little rascal.
Michael,
stop laughing.
He's lording it over us.
It's not. It's cool. It's cool. It's fine.
Cool. It's fine.
I don't trust you.
It's fine. I thought I was rolling breath weapon, and it was gonna be.
Oh Jesus, fucking Christ!
32d8.
Yeah. Oh, like, you take 120 like damage.
You're absolutely obliterated from the earth.
You're deleted.
Ooh, I rolled really bad.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Holy shit! That's that is. Gotta be way under. That's less than if I just took the
lowest minimum.
Holy shit, the like regular attack actually took less damage. That's pathetic. So that is a mere 28.
That ain't shit.
Slashing damage. That's fucked up. And then there's 33 cold damage.
I'm really happy.
Hey, we're level 20, baby. It's our fault. We should have said we don't want to do it. We could have said, we don't want to be 20, Michael. Let's stay at level 12 forever. We chose this.
Why would anyone say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. And then I missed the damage, the plus. So there's another plus 10.
No!
For the slashing.
Michael.
Turn over.
Yeah, you took your piece off.
You're done.
Damn it. All right,
so I just want to make sure we got all the math.
No, I don't want any of the math in there.
Well.
It's Scud's turn.
What?
Scud.
I feel like it was just my turn. I'm not used to getting this many turns.
I know. We're going fast.
It's going quicker this time because there's less people fighting.
All the allies have been eaten.
Okay.
They've been eaten.
I wish for a swarm of manticore that will all take individual turns.
Yes.
No.
40 pixies.
That's my trap card.
Okay, so who's dying now? Tim, you were dying?
No, I'm fine. I'm not fine.
But Lottie is extremely injured.
I have 34 hit points.
I'm okay because I forgot to mention this, but when I do my tattoo damage, I heal myself also.
Yeah, so Hobie has 4 hit points.
I'm up a bit. You have how many?
4. Hobie does.
Oh.
Scud looks at Big Lonnie and goes,
no, she's not big anymore.
Well, Big Lonnie is little Lonnie now.
She's small Lonnie. Yeah.
The like the leavings of Big Lonnie.
Itty bitty Lonnie, barely speak a word.
Wee Lonnie.
It says, well, well, well. I see you come crawling back for more more health. I'm gonna.
Please, Scott, can I have some health?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck me up on some health potion. Stick them down my throat.
We gotta pry her jaw open.
Is there a spell that gets rid of exhaustion? I bet there is. I don't know.
It must be something.
It's got it. Oh, actually, Greater Restoration does.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking full restoration, but that seems like something you do to a car.
How damaged are you?
I am 76 out of 168.
Oh, fuck yeah. We could take care of that.
She's fine.
She's like, I'm not dead yet.
Scud casts Life Transference, which giant hand slaps me in the face and captures some aura and carries it over to Lonnie. He's like, here you go. I take 43 damage.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Do I gain 43?
No, you gain twice that, my dude.
86? Oh,
shit.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit.
And I'm behind this pillar, so I'm good for a long time.
Where are these pillars?
He's just crouching down there.
Michael, I want to be out of a pillar.
I feel like he's in a hole.
There are so many pillars. I feel like there's like a whole corner of the room that's just pillars. I'm hoarding them all.
I've heard of the three pillars of D&D, but this is ridiculous.
Tiny Melora, 24.
Miss.
Oh!
Wait, did Melora go yet? I thought she was at the top of the round.
She's doing stuff.
Oh, you'll see.
She's doing off-camera things.
Yeah. She's summoning.
She took like 4 full breath weapons to the face.
Wow. So
yeah. Better her than us.
That's so true.
So true.
Yeah.
All right. So Scud's just gonna slide back behind his pillar.
Okay.
I just realized I just saw something Lonnie can do. Mask of the Wild. You can attempt to hide even when you are lightly obscured. So whenever like Lonnie and Rowan could be out like in the middle of nowhere and Lonnie could be hiding behind Rowan.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's not relevant.
You could do that.
But it makes me laugh.
It's fun.
We'd love to see it.
I love thinking or finding things about my character 3 years after playing.
What did Lonnie do again? Lonnie missed.
All the times. All the hits. She bungled it up and she like basically finger trapped her fists together.
All right. Well, Trent doesn't see her as a threat anymore. So he...
That's fair.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He flies out of melee range. You are free to take an opportunity attack. If
fuck
you
yeah. I wanna
kill it. Trent. Kill Trent.
It'd be dumb if she killed him.
Oh, Kobe's attack. Going to too, Michael. Okay.
What? No. He's going to be like...
He can do upwards of one damage.
So I got 2 threes. Never mind.
Womp womp.
Chat is extremely reminding us of D4s when we're rolling
yeah,
14
no.
under the AC and things yeah. like that. We love it. Don't stop.
Yeah. I have a 3 plus 11, so.
Don't stop. And I really believe, I agree with
sometime
you.
Sometime it's going to matter.
Right.
It is.
I agree with you. One time when we're 10 below, rolling a D4 shall help us. So don't stop doing it.
I did count my D4 though, just so they all know.
So Trant and Matt can fly 120 feet. So Trant, a Matt, lands directly on Toby and tries to eat him.
No,
don't do that. I'm like 50 feet away from you. Don't.
I hope he's spicy.
I'm gonna die.
So claw attack, natural 20.
That does
what
hit
the
me.
Hell?
If Toby was back where I was, he'd have Trantabot would have to slalom through all these pillars, and it would take longer.
That's so true. Fuck, I fucked up.
Then a 31.
Michael, you know what? I'm just gonna let you keep rolling because I guarantee goddamn your first attack drops me. But you know what? You took your hand off the beast. That's your fault.
I rolled a 1 on the last one.
Okay.
So that misses.
Okay.
But I did crit in the first one, so I got that going for me.
Well, I got one more backup utility, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so that's 31 slashing damage.
No shit, the first one, the crit?
Yeah, awesome. I rolled really bad.
I have 3 hit points.
Fuck!
And then the second one is 24.
I have 0 hit points.
Toby, you get a big slash across your chest, and blood goes flying everywhere, and darkness starts to surround you.
Not again.
And that's when your amulet shatters, meaning that you don't in fact die.
I go back to my big boy.
So you begin to lose consciousness and you feel like you're falling apart. And as you regain consciousness.
Out of my booty hole. What?
your eye and hand of Vecna feels like it's coming off. You can choose to stop it, or you can let this magical power remove them from you.
Toby shall allow it. At this point, a lot of my good friend Vecna's boons have been used, and as a selfish creature, he sees this as a benefit. He has used an ally for as much as they are worth, and now they are weaker than him, kinda. Meaning their saving throw is 18, whereas my saving throw is 20. We all know that Tiamat is going to fucking choose to succeed regardless, but still, what are you going to do? So, Toby, not giving a shit about the contract, allows it, nay, wills it, helps. He tries to position his body and like try to get the amulet aura like around where his like hand and eye can be ripped out, even though it's gonna hurt like shit.
Well, you essentially are getting like a little mini resurrection here. So like,
ooh, mamma mia!
Your like life is fading from you, and then these things just sort of.
Just oh, like they're trying to go back off. To my clone, but then they caught halfway through and I win. Take that, the bank.
And you feel this wash of positive energy over you, and it reinstates your spell slots.
What?
And it's your turn.
What? I have my spell slots back?
What?
Yeah.
Can I click long rest? That's probably easiest.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know what other... Wait. All right. So what the fuck just happened? Do I not have the eye and hand of Vecna anymore?
The eye and hand of Vecna are gone.
Do I have my eye and hand, which I had
you
to
have
cut
an
out?
Eye. You basically are restored to your previous self.
Holy shit. Let's fucking go. All right.
Fuck him up.
I want all my spell slots back. Do I just have to get killed? And this guy starts. Yes. This guy just runs. He's like, "Hey,
hey!" I didn't get my shit back when I died. So,
Okay. Well, I knew what I was gonna cast regardless, and it actually, I don't think this changes because it's kind of like the safe play, and it's also kind of stupid, and also, it's thematic. And then I say, as my like, I imagine it looks like kind of fucked up for a while as my eye is being like ripped out and like I'm being like healed and like torn asunder at the same time. And as like his new hand and his new normal Toby eye comes back, he points out his hand as like the flesh and bone are like growing back. And he says, "Bigby sends his regards," and fires off a blast of a spell that I like to call Bigby's Big Hand. And he's casting it at...
Wait, hold on. It's called Bigby's Big Hand?
I know. D&D rocks, right?
Bigby's Big Ass Hand.
Big old hand, baby. And he's casting it at 7th level because that's the only spell slot he had left before, but now it also kind of just makes sense because that's the only spell slot he knows will hit. So basically a big-ass hand comes out.
Wow.
And since I met Big B, I'm sure it's doing even better. So this big-ass hand comes forth and it makes a fist and it tries to punch Tiamat and its stupid fucking head.
I did give you inspiration the other day.
That is true. As we all know, I shall click it away. So let's see if I can roll and hit.
A lot of giant hands this episode.
I love giant hands.
Yeah, this is a very cinematic battle. Ah! My crit!
Oh my god, oh, Michael, you shit. Are... I love when the dice know. Okay, so that will be...
They want to help us tell a good story right now.
Thank you. That'll be 16d6, I think. Let me
Jesus.
Check.
That's a lot.
D8. That's even better.
Holy moly. All right. 16d8.
Because I cast it at 7th level. It's 8d8, and so since it's critting, I do double plus a d... No, it's 17. For the first time in my life, I'll pay attention to the Melora thing, so I'm going to go that much. Plus the D4.
Jesus!
Alright, Jennifer, do the math. Should I take... I always take the second one.
Yeah, I hope it's not worse.
Oh!
Better!
Alright, so what happens, Michael, to tomorrow is... Mm. Oh, and I had lucky, so I could have used that, but I didn't. So, and I'm stupid. So it comes out, it forms, and it punches. I imagine, like, the red dragon head, like, tries to get in the way, and then it just... clocks it down like where they all meet in the dragon neck taint for 84 force damage.
Holy shit.
So you smash down that head.
Yeah.
And you follow through and punch into the body of Trantomat, and Baby's hand goes through and into where Trantomat's heart would be, and you rip it out.
What?
And you're holding a little dead Trant in your hand.
What? Oh, holy shit!
He was inside.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Oh my god, Michael, don't.
What a fucking ending.
I hate you.
God damn.
No, what happens next?
Should I heal him?
You can.
Yeah, give him a sip.
Yeah, man, you really, like, you just went Temple of Doom mode. Just
then. Wow, and everyone says that's not the best one. I don't see everyone going Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Nika, you have to know that you're wrong there. You really have to admit that. Like, hey, you know what? I am wrong, but it's the one I saw first. Say something like that. Like, just...
Never. I'm a little rat who's always right.
Next episode, we're going to crystal skull him.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some fucking aliens.
Yeah, Michael's like, I know you heard rule of threes, but what about rule of fours?
Rule of seven.
Holy crap.
Wow, that was such a fun ending of the battle. Yeah. Well, I guess there's still stuff, but I mean, like, ending of that battle.
Right, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Michael has, like, he has plans.
He's got stuff.
He's just looking around.
Yeah, that was extremely satisfying.
Oh, I got nothing.
Michael, you did so much damage that I didn't get to do anything stupid for two episodes, and I'm really mad about it.
I'm so sorry.
Nice job, Bachman. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you for healing. That was awesome.
Hey, no problem.
We should continue the good vibes, but you know what? Let's read some reviews.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah.
Leaving a 5-star rating review is... the best cheap, or I guess free way, right? Mm-hmm. To support any podcast you know and love. And as I've said, maybe hundreds of times now, do it for every single podcast you listen to. If you've already reviewed us with a 5-star rating review, go ahead and review another one you listen to. The Boy Bahamut says, wicked noise. Noise. Thank you.
Windswept Rose says, best dragon gnome BDSM podcast. I've been a longtime listener, and I'm finally switching from iPhone to Android, and my first thought was, last chance for a review for Drunks and Dragons. Y'all have the best friend group dynamic out of any D&D podcast group I've found, and you always find a way to make my brain short out with laughter. I still think of you as the Drunks and Dragons podcast, as you should, and often stumble over that when trying to recommend the podcast to friends. Thank you for being awesome and keeping me entertained with your chaotic antics. Much love, and I plan to listen for many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was such a nice review.
How lovely.
Maiko the Duchy says, my brain emptier. Just started my second listen through. Sorry for reviewing so late, Tim. I really love the podcast, and I'm happy to hear Tom and Tom again. I feel even more involved than the first time I listened. You guys keep my mind clear during my long rides for HelloFresh, my work. Thanks, you beautiful people. Thank you. They're from the Netherlands, too.
Whoa.
Cool.
Whoa.
Before.
The great Atwin from Australia says, Nika, it's pronounced the great Atwin. to which I say, it's pronounced Michael.
Oh, damn crap.
For the gang, thank you for reading my review. For everyone else, it's really good.
I love it.
Big Gecko 61 says, mood lifter. This podcast is so funny and delightful. On bad days, all I have to do is put out an episode and I instantly start to feel better. My favorite part is that Thrifty, remember that joke? Thrifty's voice reminds of John Krasinski. Is that even the name?
Yeah.
I thought there was like a K in the middle somewhere.
I mean, it's at the end.
This is a thing that I've gotten several times.
Yeah, I feel like for years. No, I can definitely hear it.
Did you get that on year one of Cast of Thrones?
Maybe.
If so, happy.
I think you did.
Happy decade of John Krasinski lore.
I've been saying this since the beginning, and Michael needs to stop breaking the fourth wall and looking at the camera.
Snipey MacGyver 2 says, great way to pass time. Mom's iPhone here. This is a great podcast that is amazing to listen to, and it makes you feel like you are a friend with them in the mix. They are wonderful people, and I wish I could be friends with them in real life. Great times on my rides to work.
Wow, this next review asked for me to read it, and I just happened to be the next one. Oh my goodness. Can you...
I don't know how to get rid of that.
Okay, I also don't know if I... So CQ Ozzy says, truly a delightful group of friends playing D&D. Please, Jennifer, read this so Tim's mouth is free to make faces. He's doing it. This is the first actual play D&D podcast I started listening to at the suggestion of a very like-minded friend. And I can honestly say that it is the one I cracks... that is the one I crack smiles and actually laugh out loud during the most. Hands down, no question. The entire cast is delightful to listen to as they get on with their antics, and their patient DM guides them through an ever-changing genre of styles of story. Basically, they can't wait to meet us at Geek Click, and I hope you can. I hope you can. Thank you. Thank you, CQ Ozzy.
Mars Oblivion says, infant listener, please don't listen. We are not for children.
No, we are. If you're an infant, you don't know what Cassis is.
If you're an infant. That's good, you've not yet been tainted by
sin. We will
sin.
Turn your child gay, though.
Yeah, that's a promise.
This is by far the best podcast I have come across. I binged so many episodes during my pregnancy that now I calm my daughter down by putting on older episodes.
Oh, my God.
And now I have a little buddy to enjoy new episodes with. Love your biggest fans, Mary and baby Valerie.
Oh my God. That is the cutest shit in the world.
You should have named her Princess Ivy Blue Moon.
Anytime you need me to calm your daughter down by swearing at her, you let me know.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
Take that, everyone that says I give them panic attacks with my general vibe and energy.
Your rancid vibes.
Big wide guy from the United States says, 4 years listening. What can I say about this podcast that hasn't already been said about Tom's giant dragon dong? Long ago, while perusing the list of D&D podcasts and watching the first season of Stranger Things, I landed on this podcast after listening to the then most recent episode that introduced Bananas Foster, and I was hooked.
Can you imagine?
And they go on to say a lot of nice things. They got real bad COVID.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
And they thanked us for helping them through. So you're welcome. We're glad we can be there for you.
And they're playing in two D&D games.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're vaccinated. Good job.
Hell yeah.
I have to stop myself from saying we will cure COVID every episode.
We, creating the adventure, will cure COVID.
Well, we don't cure it. You just won't get it. You know how you get the vaccine, you still get COVID?
Right.
If you listen to us, that won't even happen.
Wow.
But no, you can still get COVID. Sorry, don't yell at me.
Sky Miles Asian says, 3 long years after listening to this show for 3 years and being absolutely in love with it. You would think I'd have a thoroughly planned review. I just think they're neat.
Honestly, that's a great review.
That's a great review.
High praise.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much, everyone. That lifts my heart. Who knows what's going to happen next week? Trying to capture this energy in a bottle.
Who knows?
Before whatever horrific stuff. Because Michael keeps on telling us, like, hey, in the same way before we found out Trant existed, again, he's telling us, hey, we should talk about the next campaign. Remember, I still love you. And all these things.
But yeah, slight behind the scenes, we are starting to play a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, we're...
Yeah.
I guess we've kind of been noodling it for a while, but I think we're actually starting to gear up to think about that more seriously, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's really fun. We're gonna take a little break, gonna do a little other thing.
Side thing.
So we have nothing firm to say because we have, definitely gonna have a middle ground at least. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little refresher in the middle.
Yeah. And a amuse-bouche.
Yeah, just quick thing. It'll be fun. Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. And I feel like I'm just very close to start being able to stream again at twitch.tv/Geekly Inc.
Hell yeah.
But until then, check out Naruto Revuto or Dear Internet. Or check out every Monday night on The Crit Show, where we're playing Wandering Souls until I think November 1st.
That's very appropriate for the spooky season. Right?
Yeah, we skipped yesterday, so we're going to it November now. So we're gonna hit the ghost town.
Hell yeah.
That's 8 p.m., I think. I forgot to say.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter, on Twitch, on... OnlyFans, on Fansly, on pretty much everything at Nika_Howard. But you can follow me on Instagram at the Nika Howard because someone else stole my other one.
Ooh.
Son of a bitch.
What the hell?
I don't know. It's so rude.
Wow. You can find me at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling and entertaining podcasts. Needing your fan art fix? Check out the hashtag Drunks and Doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. If you love all of the work that goes into the show, you'll want to make sure to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. After you finish celebrating Hobie's rebirth and Trant's final death, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Additional music by Spudcamp.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did it.